Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Leviticus chapter 20, verses 22 to 23 says, "You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my rules and do them, that the land where I am bringing you to live may not vomit you out. And you shall not walk in the customs of the nation that I am driving out before you. For they did all these things, and therefore I detested them." Leviticus 20, 22-23. Why should we want to follow those who are blind? Why follow those who don't get it? Many godless people are trying to control the national dialogue. The Supreme Court is not supreme, and democracies have never dictated truth, just majority opinions. Yet most of our information comes from the media and government. We are warned about walking in the customs of the godless, and we see how God views such a lifestyle. What is it we don't understand? Why do we covet those who have nothing, and wish, even though we have everything, that we could somehow get some of their nothing? The godless have little to offer in a way of any real hope and change. Those that don't have God have no way to know what truth is, so they make it up. And their majority rules. And the person with the strongest financial backing or the strongest tank can win an argument because of their tank or their finances. Finances, strength in armies, strength in people's muscles have nothing to do with truth. Truth comes from God alone, and the poorest, weakest people on the planet can be living in the truth, and those who are very wealthy can be living in the truth. But we can't afford to distort the truth because we want to live a certain way. We need to be careful how much of the world we allow to influence our thinking. We need to watch those hours of influence carefully, both in our children's lives and in our lives. Because after a while, if you hear something over and over again, you might tend to start believing it. The answer there is really spend more time in God's Word than on social media. Spend more time in God's Word than on watching television or movies or interacting with those who are in a godless world. Then God's word will permeate your thought process instead of the godlessness of the world around you. It's important for us to understand there is a truth. We can be strange people who live for what we feel and see while abandoning what we know. But there's little hope for the fool who does that. We need to know and then live in the context of what we know. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch, on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.